Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, Tuesday morning, and welcome to Home-Based Business 101, though. We work from home morning show here, and this is Baba Jahi, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our listening audience. And we want to thank you for tuning in, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We're going through the book on how to make money while you sleep. That's right, how to make money while you sleep. And for those who didn't get a chance to listen to us live yesterday, go back and listen to the archive show from yesterday that goes through the first part of this book, and we're going to pick up where we left off and go through this. And we're doing a little bit different format this week. We're going through materials that we share with people when we do coaching sessions with folk. And so, hey, you know, if you'd like to get a copy of the book that we're going through, all you got to do is pick up that phone, send us a text, or call us at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Give us a text, give us a call, and we'd be glad to accommodate you and get you signed up into a complimentary coaching session and then get this fabulous ebook to you, How to Make Money While You Sleep. Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off at yesterday, and we're on page 9, and it starts off with, how do you rate your success power? In writing this book, the author was drawn upon vast amount of personal experience and experience of others. Here's a favorite among all the true experiences that have been told to him. It concerns an experiment conducted with a laborer who could not read or write. This man had worked with his muscles all his life. Now in his early 60s, he began to age rapidly. But through a tricky calculation, it was proved to him that the records were wrong, and he actually was 10 years younger than he thought. Almost at once, the man looked younger, acted and felt younger. Where before he had complained he couldn't work the way he used to, now he did a full day's hard labor work every day without excess fatigue. There was nothing wrong with him, but he had thought in his creative mind that at 60 he had to complain and slow down just the way all of his friends did. And it's been noticed, too, that people who go blind when they are young often will look younger 30 years later than sighted people of the same age. It is said this happens because they remember their own faces as youthful faces. They don't look for wrinkles. They don't expect to see gray hair. Ain't that something? How the mind works. See, the people that are blind, they remember that youthful look, that young look. And so they age. They don't age the same. And again, it's all of this is dealing with the power of the creative mind. In the same way, many a man expects a mediocre performance of himself. He gets it. Here are a few of the commonest ways in which people downgrade themselves. I'm just too shy to get along with others. As I told you before, being business for yourself, you got to get over that one. You definitely got to get over that one. You got to become a people person if you're going to be a business owner. You got to be able to know how to meet, greet, talk. Yeah, it just goes with it. If you're not going to become a people person, then I really would advise you don't really think about going in business for yourself. Often this means that your creative mind keeps on telling you that you don't like yourself. Therefore, you don't like the way you act among other people and would prefer to stay away from them. See? And this is deep. This is so powerful here. You know, he's talking about those people that, you know, afraid to talk to other people and whatever. See, and then deep down inside, you don't like yourself. I know that's hard for some people to swallow, but that's what it means. Deep down inside, you don't like yourself. Thus, you want to stay away from other people. when you like yourself, not only like yourself, you love yourself. Now, I don't mean, you know, being conceited, that, but I mean when you love yourself, when you feel good about yourself, you have no problem sharing and talking with other people. The people that do not like to talk with a lot of other people, don't want to, you know, be an outgoing person, it's because deep down inside, you don't like yourself. And so, you know, but those are the things we can help people with if you suffer from that problem. You know, make sure you give us a call so we can get you signed up for coaching and help you conquer that. Again, you know, if you want to sign up for a complimentary coaching session and then from there, you know, see how it works, get it going. You know, hey, just give us a call, 252-406-0774, or send us a text at 252-406-0774. See, but the creative mind can be persuaded to change the signals completely. Soon you're going to like yourself, like other people enjoy sharing their good times. Some people say, my memory is so bad, it's always embarrassing me. Strangely enough, your central memory cannot be bad because your creative mind retains an impression of everything you have heard, seen, read, felt, tasted since the day of your birth, and perhaps even an impression of everything you have thought of as well. The mind doesn't forget anything. It's just your recall. You know, your recall. How do you tap into your mind and recall? Your mind does not forget anything. Your creative mind remembers everything that you've ever done since the day you've been on the face of this earth. You know, and you know, I've talked to people who, I remember talking to one lady, and we got to talking, and she remembered a curtain that used to blow. When the window would be open, how the curtain would blow, it was a curtain that was over top of her crib. She remembered as a baby that, which was a red curtain. She said she could see it so clearly. She said, but that had to be when she was an infant. You know, but she remembered the curtain moving and the cool breeze coming in and the air feeling good. There's a little baby laying in the crib. So you can remember. Your mind hasn't forgot. It's just you got to know how to tap it. So when you forget, you really mean you cannot bring it into your conscious mind, something stored away in your creative mind. The mind line is blocked. Hours or days later, you may smile. Your brow is flaming. That's it, as the mind line suddenly opens. So, you know, you got to learn how to go in and taproot that mind. You know, to remember the things that you want to remember. Millions of people waste the greater part of their minds by blocking off their own memories. I will show you that an open mind line not only improves your memory, but also strengthens and alerts other mental powers. It can be worth a great deal to be able to come up properly with names, addresses, phone numbers, and prices. Just remember, you have a perfectly good memory. We'll get together and wake it up. You want to wake that memory up. Can't concentrate? People who are scatterbrained sometimes feel they are mentally defective. Except in rare cases, this is not so. More likely, your creative mind has learned bad habits. You're going to see why thoughts have such power. Our every action must begin with a thought, and you will see that you and your creative mind decide how much power to give to a particular thought. First, you will instruct your creative mind to concentrate on the concepts you want to be the most powerful. Then your creative mind will instruct your conscious mind to keep those concepts always in view. You'll have no further trouble in concentrating, and it will be effortless concentration that eliminates a lot of worry and keeps your vital energies working together to attain your goals. So having a good, you know, memory joggers and working on your mind to remember things is a great, great exercise. Wake up in every part of your being. You're going to be a better person in so many ways. You will feel as though you have been born again. Your creative mind will give you a cheerful, zestful attitude toward anything you do. When you deal forcefully with problems and decisions, you'll grow in poise and self-control. things that fluster other people won't fluster you. He wants to tell a story. He says, let me tell you one story. It's about myself. He said, years ago, when I first began to realize the limitless power of the creative mind, I happened to need some repair work on my house, but I found reasons for putting it off. Probably I invented reasons. When I finally got the job done, my conscience bothered me. How, I thought, can I instruct my creative mind and tell my conscious mind that things must get done when they ought to be done? The answer was very simple. Now, when I have a task to perform, I first give my creative mind a picture of the completed job. Doing this while I sleep, I can wake up and feel all the pleasures I'm going to feel when I see the job accomplished. Then when I go about actually doing it, obstacles seem to melt away, or at the most, they become merely details. When the job is done, I feel that good satisfaction all over again. So now what he's talking about here is seeing the end in mind. And with seeing the end in mind, knowing how you're going to feel when that happens, and you feel it then, and then you will feel it again when it actually does happen. This is so important, I mean, because most of us, we haven't learned to think like this. We haven't learned to give that picture to the creative mind of the completed task. The completed task. And when you give yourself a picture of the completed task and then actually feel it, feel good about it, and you go about doing it, and then when the task is completed, you feel good about it all over again. That's what he's talking about here. Right there is the key secret of getting rich. Today, now, decide in your conscious mind that you are rich. Your major job is completed. You have to decide right now, today, that you are rich. And I know some people, they say, I don't like playing them kind of mind games. It don't work for me. Well, it don't work for you because you're not working it. You have to decide right now that you are rich, and your major job is completed. As soon as you read this book, and that's why you know, hey, you need to sign up for a complimentary coaching session here so we can get a copy of this book to you. You'll know the sure, easy way to implement a $1 million thought in your creative mind, and then nothing, absolutely nothing, can stand in your way. This is so powerful. This is powerful information here that's being shared with you. Do not take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. We become what we think. What we think about is what we be about. If you're full of worry and stress, that's what you're going to be about, worry and stress. If you have poverty thoughts, that's what you're going to be about. You're going to be poor. Not poor, as we say, you know, in some neighborhoods. You're going to be poor. You're going to be poor. You're going to be really poor. So, you know, you got to see in your mind, the end in mind. You got to see where you want to be. And again, that's why we talk about having vision boards. You got to have a vision board, a vision of what you want to be. You got to have affirmations that affirm where you want to be. How would you define the word riches? The answer you give is exactly what this book will mean to you. When the word riches is used from here on, it would mean riches according to your interpretation. Some of you will visualize riches as an ultimate supply of money, a regal estate, a yacht, an airplane, etc. If this is your objective, fine. Build upon it in your imagination, and as you continue reading this book, you'll find it will be well within the realm of possibility to make your dream a reality. Perhaps you interpret riches as meaning leadership in politics and industry and commerce, etc. If your desires fall in this category, the contents of this book will put you on the right track to fulfillment. You might think that wishing for both material riches and riches in personal power is expecting too much, but it is not. In fact, you can hardly have one without the other. But beware, he may give you something here. He says, beware, to wish for both or even one would get you nowhere. Be careful of that word wish. It can do you more harm than good, as you will later learn. I once heard a definition of riches which may apply to some of you. Riches, interpretation here. he said, Endell and I was visiting a cozy bungalow of a day laborer and his family. The house was small but very tastefully furnished. It contained most of the modern conveniences. A small yard showed evidence of a green thumb. The mortgage on the house had been paid fully. The husband had an income on which the family could live comfortably, and he assured pension when his day of retirement arrived. The total physical assets of the family would not exceed $12,000. I consider ourselves to be the richest family in town, she said with a great pride. We have no financial worries, she continued, and perfect harmony reigns throughout our house. If you have not obtained the level of riches, if you have not obtained this level of riches, you can think of it as your first plateau and use the power you will gain from this book to lift you up to it. Upon reaching this standard, you can raise your sights once more and continue your climb to higher and higher realms. There are those on this earth who possess practically nothing of material nature, but who consider themselves rich because of their happy minds and healthy bodies. I do not believe anyone of us should aspire to have nothing, because material riches can engender unhappiness as easily as they can raise one to the heights of ecstasy. At this point, I'm going to ask you a very pertinent question. What is the greatest good one may expect from riches? To have money in the bank, to have a very nice home, to be able to entertain lavishly, to be able to travel anywhere, anytime, in a first-class manner, to have a wardrobe, which would be the envy of all, and a few other things you might consider as being the advantage of riches. Think of these things and anything else you might associate with money, and you will still be wrong as far as an intelligent answer to the question is concerned. The real reason for wanting riches is to be happy. This is the end result of all accomplishment. Although one thinks his goal is riches, in reality he's seeking a soul-satisfying happiness which comes with achievement. The riches are his reward for obtaining his objective. See, so what he's saying here is very, very clear. You know, one of the things that we get at, you know, in the coaching session, we work with people and help them through coaching, is that the ultimate goal is happiness. It just so happened because we live in this materialistic U.S. of A., United States of America, that we associate happiness with money. And that's a bad mistake. Now, don't get me wrong here. Yes, you want to obtain wealth so that you can take care of the things that you want to take care of, but there's a lot of people with money that are very unhappy. And there's some people without money that are very happy. You got to learn how to, you know, find that I call it the happy balance. You know, in other words, your life has to have meaning. Again, as we talked about earlier, you know, those of you that are shy and not able to talk to people, you know, you feel, well, you know, I'm not like you. I can't go out and just talk to people, you know. I wouldn't know what to say. I am not into that. You know, the real reason that you're not into that is deep down inside, you really don't like yourself. And I know that sounds really harsh. And I know some people don't want to hear that. But that's the real deep down reason, because when you like yourself, you're joyful. You're happy. You just want to share. The people that have a hard time doing that is because you haven't learned to love yourself. When you love yourself, then you can share yourself. When you do not love yourself, then you don't want to share yourself. And I hope, you know, just I hope I'm making sense here, you know, in terms of you getting an understanding of this. Okay. But one last part I'm going to read for the day. He goes on and points, at this point, let me cite a few illustrations which will make my point clear. A New England capitalist had a unique way of spending his surplus money. He owned a large, fully stocked farm. Each summer, a large number of underprivileged children was invited to spend a few weeks at his farm. The children were given the best of everything, fresh, pure, dairy products, the best meats of all kinds, delicious fruits and vegetables. The boys and girls were under the supervision of affectionate, capable attendants. This philanthropist could not possibly be happy using his money in any other way. He would retire at night with a smile as he thought of the joy he was giving to the children who were not used to it. You know, when you do things that makes other people happy, giving. It's just like there's a lady in San Diego. She owns a yacht that she barely seldom gets on. And the person says, well, why did you buy the yacht? She has the yacht so that underprivileged children in the city of San Diego can get on the yacht on the weekends and go sailing, you know, out on the yacht to broaden their horizon and their perspective. And she gets joy out of that. So, you know, and that's what we have to learn is mind shift and a mind change is that when we talk about Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen, who talk about becoming an enlightened millionaire, make money so you can give. Earn money so you can give. Make other people happy. Give, give, give. Now, again, in order to do that means that you have to really like yourself. People that don't like themselves, they don't. That's another thing. They don't like giving nothing to nobody. I ain't giving them that. What they want, they need that for. They need to get their own. That's a person that don't like themselves. And we have a lot of people in this world who really, for some reason, you know, I ain't got to the essence of all of it. I have some of my thoughts about why people don't like themselves and don't love themselves, you know what I mean? Won't go into that right now, but I mean, but that's something you really need to, you know, to deal with. Okay, got one more example here, and then we're going to close out today's show. And there's a generous financier in New York who gains his happiness in quite a different way. He knows the value of home ownership and enjoys seeing young people own their homes free and clear of all encumbrances. He's constantly on the lookout of deserving young couples. When he finds one, he and his assistants make an investigation, learn the extent of the mortgage. And who holds it? The big-hearted man arranges to have the mortgage paid off anonymously and a clear deed sent to the worthy two. Now check that out. You know, he gives somebody home. It's just like it was a football player, and his name would come to me, so I'm working on that memory piece thing here. And his goal, what he did every year, because he came from a single mom, he would find a single mom and he'd buy her home. What he did with his money he made in the NFL. So he just played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that was his goal. Big heart, big giver. Why? He loved himself and he cared about people. And every year, he'd find a single mom and he'd purchase a home for him and furnish it and fully stock it with food. And he just used to like to see the joy and expression on the people's faces when they put the key in that door and they go in there and they walk into their new home. And the same as we're talking about here in this book, man, you know, hey, and these people, they go and they find a deserving couple, pay their house off anonymously. See, he didn't even, this person, they didn't even want to get credit for it, anonymously. Just gave. That's like the financial backer, the initial financial backer of the Boys and Girls Clubs in America. You'll never know his name, because when he gave millions of dollars to help the Boys and Girls Club, he said he wanted to stay anonymous. He didn't want people to worship him. He just wanted to give. What is it out there that you can go give to today? Might not be much, you might not have much, but I'm telling you, if you just give, be a joyful giver. Just give to make somebody else happy. This is powerful information in this book. Again, we're going through how to make money while you sleep, and what he's talking about here is just, you know, how to shape that creative mind with positive thoughts that's going to lead to positive actions in your life. Okay, hey, we're going to wrap up for today, and we'll be back into this again tomorrow. God willing, and the creek don't rise, as my granny would say. And we want to thank you for tuning in to We Work From Home Morning Show, and give us a call so you can get signed up for a complimentary coaching session and get a free copy of this book. making money while you sleep. And all you got to do is just call us at 252-406-0774. That's the number. All you got to do is dial them digits. And, you know, we'd be more than happy to help you with that. Closing out with our theme song.
Thank you.